Hello, this is Deborah E. Lake, and this is the Deborah E. Lake Show. We're here, and this is a special edition of the Deborah E. Lake Show, and we are talking about political corruption with Charlie Rangel going through his woes and the things that are going on in Bell, California, showing a lot of courage there in Bell, California, and shout out to you. I have a special guest here today. We are going to be talking with Miss Christina Garcia, and I'm going to bring her. She's coming all the way from Bell, California, and I will bring her in right now and welcome you to the show. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, it's good to have you here, and I'm really anxious to talk with you. Tell me what's going on for my listeners who, if they had their head under a rock and they don't know, just give us the short version of what's going on in Bell.
It's been about 2 weeks since the LA Times ran a story letting us know that our city manager was earning about $800,000, or double what the president of the United States earns, that our assistant city manager was earning close to $400,000, our police chief was earning about $500,000, and 4 out of the 5 elected officials who are here part-time were earning about $100,000 a year.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And what's the income, the median income for that area? For
the
people who are paying their salaries.
The median income for a household of 4 is about $29,000.
That is awful. That is terrible. Yeah. And one of the things that caught my attention, I mentioned what was going on there in the previous show that I had. You guys just told them they need to step down.
You know, I mean, they need to do what's right for the community, and they need to start to help rebuild the public's trust in government. And so they made their message loud and clear that it doesn't matter if they take any pay cuts or if they work there for free, that the only way to start to move forward is for them to resign.
Yes, exactly. That makes perfect sense. And you're running for the city council, right?
No, actually, I'm not running for city council. I live in the city of Bell Gardens, which is the neighboring city of Bell, and I've been fighting the same cause here for a while now, and I did run for city council last year. Unfortunately, I lost. We saw a lot of the same voting irregularities that we see in Bell here in Bell Gardens.
Wow. So there's a lot of corruption that's been going on. Tell me what you've been seeing over the time. How long have you been raising this awareness?
You know, and I haven't been the only one. Part of BASA's success has been that there are a lot of community leaders who were out there already trying to raise awareness, trying to be vigilant. And BASA just became an umbrella organization for everybody. But for myself, I've been trying to raise this awareness for about 2 years.
And what have you seen? What kind of frustrations have you seen? Have you seen any movement? Clearly, there's movement now, but I would imagine 2 years ago, you were probably like, when is this going to ever end?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would get frustrating at times, and you would just kind of want to give up, but you know, I always tell people, well, we could do nothing, and then we have one guarantee that nothing's ever going to change or it's only going to get worse, and so we have to keep trying. So, you know, the biggest problem is that we have a Public Records Act that needs some reform. While we are supposed to have access to these documents, you know, the city administration gives us a runaround, finds ways to, like, you know, get around it, and ultimately they know that our only recourse is to sue them. But, you know, in a working class community like this, they're not going to be able to upfront $20,000 for some legal fees, even if we are guaranteed to get that back later.
So we're here in Chicago. How can we help other than what we're doing now, just getting information out so people can be aware? What can we do?
Well, I mean, first of all, and you know, this happens in all cities all over the United States. So first you want to help yourself, and you want to make sure that you're being vigilant and you're looking into what your government's doing.
Definitely.
As far as helping with us in the city of Bell, we're asking people to go online and become a member. You can sign up for newsletters. You can sign up for text alerts. More than anything, you know, we're moving forward with a recall, and it's not a cheap process. You know, we're looking at a price tag of about $150,000, And so we're asking people to go online and donate, you know, anything from $5 to $10 or whatever, you know, fits their income, and help us get this done. And, you know, we hope that what we do here, we could then model and replicate across the whole United States.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You guys could be like the prototype or the template for how to go about getting corruption. Because you're right, corruption is across the board, and it crosses party lines and state lines and every line you can imagine. It's almost as though there's this virus that has caught on to us, and it's just spreading over and over and over.
I think you're dealing with, you know, there's a lot of power and a lot of money, and so there's a lot of temptation. So I think you have a lot of people who might go in with the best of intentions, but I think sometimes just human nature leads us down the wrong direction. And so the only way that our government and our democracy is ever going to be healthy is if people are involved and vigilant continuously. I think we go through waves, and then we forget sometimes to pass it on to the next generations. But, you know, as kids, you know, as parents, we need to be engaging their kids in this process too. I think sometimes we think they're kids and they don't need to be involved. But let me tell you, my favorite moment of Monday's council meeting was when a little boy who was about, I don't know, I would guess 6 or 7, asked for the microphone and went up there and let the council members know what he felt and, you know, how this was affecting him as a little kid. And so, you know, I only imagine the leadership that's going to come out of that kid, you know, 20 years on the road.
Oh, yes. 6 or 7. Wow, that's great. One of the things that concerns me is it seems as though our country has lost some moral compass. And I'm watching people struggle to get attached to the people who have the moral compass. And like what you were just saying, you can go into politics with the best of intentions, but the whole machine, more than likely, you'll come out very different than when you went in, just to survive. So I'm wondering if you have any kind of thoughts about how we can, one, identify the people who will be able to keep their moral compass in the mix, and because that's where change comes from as well. It comes from outside, but it also comes from people who are going in and making the changes there and don't get swept up in what's going on. One, how can we identify those people? And once they're identified and in office, how can we help them keep their moral compass and keep their focus?
I think, you know, it's hard to say I'm going to go out there and look for these people and find them myself. I think it's easier to make a call and have people come to you and have a process to sort through people. One of the things I want to see come out of this process is have the community come up with some ethics and morals and guidelines and principles that will, you know, guide the decision making for our elected officials, and have them, you know, sign on that they will be part of this, and, you know, and if then they could actually be the people's candidate, and the community could then go ahead and support them. So, you know, oftentimes we have endorsement processes from unions or from political PACs and so forth. But I mean, wouldn't it be great if this was an endorsement from the community? You are our people's candidate, and so, you know, I think they need to start to create, you know, those principles that they want in their leaders, and think about it and have a clear idea and say, I'm going to hold you accountable to these standards. This is what you should be making decisions on, you know, from this point forward.
That's true. The community, having the leaders come out of, and being accountable to the community, that's American. But it seems as though we've lost that.
We've definitely, you see a lot of apathy, and you see, like, we've definitely lost some of that. But here I think the story of Bell is actually, you know, a truly American story. Here's a community where government is not working. You know, it's abusive, and we have these predatory practices, and we have these predators that are, you know, in office and in these administrative positions. But the community has united. They all came out to protest maybe 1,000 different things, but they have one united voice about where we're going. And so I think that that's the truly American part, that, you know, they're taking charge and they're ready to fix government themselves. They're not going to wait for someone else to do it for them. In conjunction with the partnership, I mean, part of the solution is policy reform. Part of the solution is having these agencies and holding them accountable, telling them, hey, I need you to, you know, follow through with this stuff and do it swiftly and efficiently. And so I think that's what you're seeing in the city about now. You know, not only are we holding our elected officials accountable, we're also holding this institutions that are supposed to be here, you know, supervising and being watchdogs for us.
Yes, and I've been watching what's been going on there. There are a lot of courageous people there. In addition to the little boy that you were talking about, what other comments can you share with us that you've heard come out of some of the meetings and things that people have said?
You know, people like this often, you have a struggling community. We have, you know, this is one of the poorest cities in the LA County. And so you have a struggling community. It has some of the highest property taxes. I mean, it's much higher than what we see in, say, Beverly Hills, where we have wealthy community. And so people are just frustrated because they're having a hard time making ends meet, paying their mortgages, or losing their houses. And, you know, they're just frustrated and don't understand. I mean, their biggest question is, like Jerry Brown said, what were you thinking? And actually the question now has become, what are you thinking? Why don't you resign, you know, to step down and let us move forward? And so people are frustrated, very disappointed. You know, one of the elected officials is a pastor, you know, and so people are just really disappointed that they trusted in this person not just to be a leader in government, but a leader in the community, and he's really let them down.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking in one of my previous shows about the what I see happening going across the country, and I want to get your thoughts about what you think about the Tea Party as well, if you don't mind, in a few minutes. But I was looking at things that it's like there's a wave sweeping across the country, and people are not as trusting as they used to be of our political officials. And in that sense, there's an awakening to me, what I see, of awareness and the reality that we need to be a little more, a lot more cognizant about what's going on, hold people, listen to what people have to say and not get swept up in the moment ourselves, and also hold them, remember what they say and hold them accountable if they don't do what they say they're going to do. So I'm wondering if you I'm sure you felt that in Bell, but I wonder if you're seeing that going across the country.
No, definitely. I think, you know, I think what's happening in the city of Bell is just a microcosm of what we see everywhere. I mean, for myself, I'm a resident of Bell Gardens, and I don't have to go very far. You know, in my own community, these are struggles that we've been seeing everywhere. And definitely, I mean, I think as humans, we kind of have a tendency to be short-sighted, and we easily forget, and we easily forgive, and we're busy with our own lives. But, you know, I mean, the Bell residents and the residents across the United States, at some point we also need to take responsibility and do our part to get it right.
Yes, because if you're not doing your part, then life just kind of happens to you and things happen. There's a void. If you leave a void, then something comes in to fill that void. So what are your thoughts about the Tea Party?
You know, one of the things about, like, this movement with BASA is that we want to be a group of solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just want to sit out here. And while we think that there's parts of the government that is broken, we don't think that it's all broken. For instance, our pension system, you know, while there are problems and it's not sustainable, I think overall our pension system's not, you know, broken. But I think you have these outliers. For example, the city manager who stands to make about $700,000 a year in pensions, taxpayers. And so I think these outliers end up counting for 20 pensions easily. And so you have this small percentage that is bankrupting the whole system. So, you know, I think we take a more progressive stand. And, you know, our big picture is that it's not that government is in itself inherently bad. I mean, the big part of the problem is the community's lack of participation.
Calling for demanding for
that. And so, you know, I think that that's one of our big differences between us and the Tea Party movement.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to let my listeners know, because this was a special edition of a show, that they can find more information about your organization and you and what's going on in Bell, and even links to get make donations and support if you want to help in that way on my website.
And our website is BASTA, BASTA, which means enough, actually. So BASTA, the number 4, bell.com, and you can donate online. And, you know, we're asking for whatever fits your budget. If we pull together and everyone that's outraged by the situation donates $10, you know, we can not only fix the problems in Val, but start to move forward with fixing other communities and helping you know, replicate this movement, you know, across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one more question before we close out. Do you think there are going to be any charges brought up against the city officials there?
We definitely hope for that, and we think it's an important part of, you know, rebuilding the public's trust and saying that our system does work. And so we hope that there's going to be vigilance on that. And, you know, I really do feel that the moral compass of these individuals that we were speaking about earlier is so far in the wrong direction that I can't imagine that there was no sort of malfeasance or misappropriation of public funds. And so I hope that our, you know, the authorities dig deep until they get somewhere with it, and that they give them the full extent of the law against them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right and on target when you say that there has to be some kind of malfeasance there with all that money going back and forth and changing hands and I wish you well, and I will stay in touch and keep in touch with what's going on, and if something comes up we can do this again if you like. And thank you so much for making
thank
time
you.
In your day to talk to me, and I wish you well, much success.
Thank you. We fully appreciate the help, you know, and the partnership that we've gotten from the media and the rest of the country for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we're behind you, yes, and we're going to be looking at our officials as well. All right, take care.
All right, thank you, Bobby.
Bye. That's all I have for this one. If you want to know more about what's going on in Bell and you want to help, go to my website, DeborahELake.com. Help them out whatever way you can. Just, if nothing else, send them a note and say you're with them. Till next time, world.